Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 393. How are we all doing? It's crazy day in the UK. People were queuing for the pub at midnight. And Primark, well, apparently it is this golden mecca to which we all need to go. Very, very fast, apparently. Me, never been in Primark. I have no desire to visit Primark. If you are of the uninitiated, Primark is a clothing store, I'm led to believe. Anyway, as I say, how are we all doing? CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh, well done, Deb. First in. Now, what I need to tell you. The chat was open from 5:45. This was because Mike is doing a webinar. And you know what happened last time he left me in charge of the chat? It didn't end well. So he said, shall I open it? I said, go for it. So he did. Hello, Deb. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Tony. Hello, Renee. Simon. Hello. Hello, Alex. Who else have we got with? Mrs. Simon. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you doing? The weather's not been bad today, considering, has it? Considering that snow was predicted, which happened overnight. Oh, well done, Mike. Only 2 minutes late. I've explained about the chat that I'm not fit to be left in charge of it. Not after the last
somebody
incident.
Somebody wants to go out.
Somebody's been desperate to go out, but she's been a very, very good girl. Well, you did your webinar. Not like she was when you were in charge. She was a jumped up little menace. Are you going out with Debbie? No, we're having a drink first. Having a drink and then she'll take...
Don't interrupt a dog when she's drinking.
No, or anything else either. So, who's been out to the pub?
I went past the pub.
Yeah, at a suitable distance, like 3 miles away. It's full of people. People who should know better. Who's ready for the third wave?
There's the third wave.
The scientists reckon June. I'm wondering if we'll have to wait that long. I'm christening them the Primark Pillocks. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Who's been out anyway? Who's been out somewhere? Shopping or haircut? What else opened today? Basically, it's just the pubs. That's all that's over the news. What can I say? Oh, Primark's the cheapest rubbish store ever. Well, they cannot possibly make the clothes for that price. So there's some exploitation going on somewhere. So no, I've never been in Primark. No desire to go. Oh, Simon. Simon's feeling very brave at the moment, isn't he? Jumped up little menace is also an excellent description of Mrs. Simon.
Lola.
Well, are you going to take her out into the garden, Simon, and play with her? Because that's what's happening with Lola. And then she'll calm down. This is because she wanted to take Chicken into the garden. Do you know, you don't say Chicken at MacBytes headquarters anymore, dare you? Simon probably didn't hear about that, the low-flying chicken wing. But she wanted to go out and it was webinar time. So it was, no, we'll come in for a bit and we'll go out later. So she's going to run him ragged now because she likes things to her timetable and not Daddy's. Oh, right. Jonathan has not had a chance to watch Mad Dash on the news today. It's been manic. Did see the wait for the pubs, though. I mean, seriously, do they not have work? Well, exactly, Jonathan. I mean, Boris, when he was sorting this out, but way back in January, was obviously of the opinion that, you know, we can't do this before Easter. Otherwise, the third wave will be within days. So he left it until after Easter. But I agree with you. It's like, who are these people? They're all queuing up outside Primark, which indicates they've got enough money to buy something. Are you not working? Or do you know, I bet some people have booked the day off on holiday to go shopping. I think these people should be locked up. I think we should use this as a national IQ test. And anybody who went out, let's lock them up. And that'll solve the problem. We'll never have to worry about it again. Mrs. Simon thought that was rather brave too. Well, brave or foolhardy, Mrs. Simon? I will leave you to make that decision and behave accordingly. Poor Simon. So Jonathan says, everyone was talking about the pubs, but the zoo's also open today. Poor polar bears. Not getting any luck in. I did hear on the news that a zoo had opened. I can't remember which one it was. I don't think it was one near us, but they went and had a look round it. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm old enough to remember when the news was one person, usually a bloke, in a studio with some paper on a desk and an auto cue that was run with a crank handle. And the news was probably more interesting then because you had to focus on what he was saying. Now, it doesn't matter what the story is, they have to have a roving reporter on the scene. So the one that gets me the most is, you know, when it's like really, really bad weather, when it's battened down the hatches kind of weather, and they've got some poor reporter stood there in a Macintosh, you know, on the beach, being blown to smithereens, but, you know, on the ground reporting. We don't need it. I don't particularly need to see all these vaccination things where they're all going around the Maxvax centres. And yet again, the other day, there was another woman with a bra strap flashing. In fact, I thought, am I watching a replay? But no, apparently I wasn't. But I think you can concentrate more when you're not being bombarded with visuals that are just annoying you. But they didn't show me the pandas or anything. So Jonathan's right. I would much rather have, you know, do you know what's happening with the zoos? The zoos are probably thinking, oh no, God, those idiots coming back now really enjoyed this lockdown time. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, Tony's got a bunch of his fitters have booked to go to the pub tonight. You can't believe them, to be honest. Well, I hope you've got them insured for when they drop off the collective twig shortly. Oh, dear. Renee went out to drop something off at the parcel machine. Another wonderful invention. You can put the parcel in and the postal guy collects it later today. That's a fabulous idea. We can drop off at a post office here. And when Staples used to be open, Staples closed down, but they were like a depot for DHL, which was quite useful. But no, we have nothing like that now. Yeah, what about the pandas? I still think there's animals there thinking, why have they let them out? You've got to think of the animals, haven't you? Do you remember when the first tiger got one? Yeah, now you see, I would have watched the news. I would have loved that if they'd have gone to see the pandas and the red pandas and the polar bears. They're my favourites. Oh, and the meerkats. You've got to see the meerkats. Jonathan loves it when they send reporters to stand in the middle of a storm. Yeah, but what gets me, Jonathan, it's just the complete idiocy of it. That the one who stood there in the middle of a storm is saying, don't go out, the weather's really bad. We've been warned not to go out. And they're stood there in the middle of it. There's no words. No words for the stupidity. Your reporters get sent out in a hurricane, do they, Kim? I mean, it's just, it's idiotic. It's idiotic. Right, I'm going to have a look at that, Renee. We definitely need something like that here. Amazon will pick a parcel up from you if it's going for return. That's about the nearest we get. Or they have to stand out on the roof of the weather centre. That is a good point, Anthony. That's the other darn daft place they put them, on a roof somewhere. But honestly, you know, do you really need that? But apparently so. Apparently, our eyes have to be accosted whenever we're told anything about news. Oh, they do look like a locker, don't they? The Amazon lockers are like the Amazon gold colour. But they do have different size slots like that. That's another point. You can send an Amazon parcel back via the locker. And our nearest is not far away. It's called Daisy. They've all got names. It's Daisy. And it's in the co-op round the corner. We haven't used the locker in ages. Good thinking that. But no, we haven't got anything like that. There's a problem here. We do have post boxes, you know, the ones that have been around for years and years and years. And more often than not, the kids, so what you do is you put your letters in them and then they are collected. But they are that old that there's no kind of, I don't know if they could do anything with it, but there's no kind of safety with it. And the kids at night will just set fire to something and pop it in the letterbox. There really are no words for stupidity. Now, me, you see, I'd make sure that the parents were locked up. But they let their kids out, and that's the kind of stupid thing they do. And on bonfire week, so first week in November, I just say to Mike, don't post anything. Just wait until the postman comes to empty the box and give it to him. Obviously pre-COVID, but there you go. Oh. No reporter is in. T4 or T5 tornado. I wouldn't put it past them. You know, anything that's like we've got a scoop on somebody else. It's just crazy. It's all about experience these days. Not about what you know, it's the experience. So we'll just send some idiot out and they'll stand there and then we'll have a better report than somebody else because he got washed away. They really don't care. Why can't they stand in front of a green screen and throw buckets of water on them? Far easier. Jonathan, I'm seeing a new role for you. I am seeing a new role. If that job ever comes up, shall I send you an application form? Oh, that would just be too much fun. Oh, indeed. Now, Kim had a friend in broadcasting and he said the stations use weather as a ratings booster. Everyone wants to know how bad the storm's going to be. We don't have storms that bad here that often, but I can honestly say I don't want to know how bad it's going to be. It's just like, it's going to be bad. Let's batten down the hatches. Like Saturday night when we're in the middle of By Request. There we are in the middle of By Request and Blues and Twos come screeching past. Well, I expected them to just screech past and off they go. But no, they stopped quite close and I could see the lights flashing. Then another one appeared. And he went a little bit further up and then he stopped. And then there was a police van and they're all screeching their way past. They stopped about 50 to 100 metres away. So I'm, you know, manfully carrying on with the show. And there's Mike virtually trying to climb out the window to have a look. I'm like, Mike, he said, I wonder what's going on. I said, does it matter? You know, could have been an accident, could have been anything, to be honest, but it was very close. And the thing was, it had been incredibly quiet until that point. So I honestly don't know what had happened. Whatever had happened, it hadn't caused a noise. They stayed for about 20 minutes and then disappeared. But Mike was craning his neck to look out the window and I couldn't really care less. I just wish they'd be quiet. I guess it's how interested you are in it, and I'm not interested in the slightest. So what's everybody been up to? First day back at work for us. I must admit, I ease myself back in gently. I usually do. You know, Mike has to go back full on. There's no easing himself in gently. But I can choose to ease myself in gently, so I did. So I was doing some research. I'd had an issue overnight with a shortcut that wasn't working. I managed to put a dirty hack in place, but it's still not working properly. So I'm wondering if there's something wrong with Keyboard Maestro. So I've now got to sort that out. That was a problem I didn't have, and then I did have it. Then I did a divvy up on the desk of some stuff that had arrived. So when there's an offer on, the SSDs at the moment are quite expensive, but when they're on offer, they're about £60 for 1 terabyte. Obviously, if I buy an SSD, then I need a case to put it in. So then I ordered a couple of cases. Well, when I tidied the desk up, it was like, oh dear. How many of those did I have? 8 cases for SSDs. Yes, they're all stacked up. They all appeared all at once. Good night, Jonathan. Got you hooked on the good fight. Oh, yes, the good fight. I wonder how Tracy's doing. There's a lot of snow and windstorms and the news preempt all the other programming. I can't be doing with that. I guess if it's really, really serious. How often have we had that here? Not often. Honestly, not often. There was the Great Storm in 1987. This is known as the Great Storm. It was very, very bad. You may have heard of a place called Seven Oaks in Kent. Yeah, they didn't have Seven Oaks when it was finished. I think 4 fell down. It was a really, really bad storm. But the thing was, this lady rang the BBC or the weather centre and she spoke to the guy who does the weather on the TV, and it was Michael Fish. And he started this broadcast with, and you know, the lady from so-and-so that rang me and said that there was a hurricane on the way. Calm down, dear. There isn't. Well, overnight that was the worst hurricane we've ever had. He's never lived it down since. The clip's on YouTube and it's a classic. When you saw the state of the country the next day, no one could get through roads. Oh, it was horrific. It was horrific. I think that's the worst storm that we've ever had. But the comical thing was, what you remember about it was this Michael Fish clip, because it was an absolute classic. Let's see if we can find it on YouTube. Is that working? Oh, it is. The dirty hack I put in place was for Vivaldi. And it was my own fault. I'd sorted something out and then that broke something else. Okay, Michael Fish. I won't have to put anything more in other than Michael Fish. And there he is. 15th of October, 1987. And this is a full version. So I don't know how long that is. Oh, 2 minutes 36. I'll put the link in. It was an absolute classic. It's like the things you wish you'd never said, and this was one of them. Oh, genius. Oh, Anthony's helped a friend design a report in InDesign via Zoom. That's a cool job, isn't it? In InDesign as well. Do you know, InDesign is so powerful, but I just loathe the interface. It's like nothing's logical. I sit and I look at it and I think, and where have you put it now? And they've moved all the interface around. Not quite up there with Acrobat, but not far off. Bad news. Bad, bad news. Simon, bit of a pain with the keyboard maestro when the interface changes. Big sir, and the screenshots of the buttons need to be replaced. That is a good point. That is a very good point, Simon. That's something I hadn't thought of if and when I ever do the Biggles thing. That is a very good point. I was actually thinking, I was pondering a session today, and it's the first time that I've actually thought, that isn't going to work as well if we don't have Biggles. I know I'm going to have to go Biggles, aren't I? Our next holiday is the end of June. I'm thinking it's not going to happen before then. See, I have to be quite careful about when I do silly updates like that. Because while we're going live every day, it's got to work. I actually contemplated while I was staring at these SSDs, all of them, and their 8 boxes, that possibly I could install Biggles to an external drive and have a dabble with it and see how that went. And then I came to my senses and thought, no, put it in a VM where it's causing no problem at all. But yes, I would have to think about that, wouldn't I? That's bad news. The problem I've got with it, and I just do not understand it. The Vivaldi thing's complicated, but in essence, in Vivaldi supports standard Chrome extensions. So I installed SpeedDial, which is the thing that gives me like the squares on a new page. So on a new page, I've got groups of icons, groups at the top, and they go to other pages, and I've got all these icons, and I like that as like my default page. So they're all the things that I use the most. And that's been there for ages, but I installed, this was when I, every browser needs to be the same as far as I'm concerned, as closely as possible. If it's anything other than Firefox, it should be able to use all the Chrome extensions. So that was what I did with it. So every one of them needs to be the same as far as humanly possible. So not a problem. I installed SpeedDial. Didn't work. So I thought, Now the other way to use SpeedDial is to load into SpeedDial2.com and go to bookmarks. And you're logged into your account, so it's your bookmarks, you see. And then it's a simple matter of making that the default homepage. Are you bringing chicken up? Oh, it's chicken!
Kiva!
Don't giddy Kiva. Oh, look at the state of chicken. You had fun?
She has.
We're having more to drink now. So, at that point, I'd got SpeedDial as my homepage. Not a problem. But every time I use Command and T to get a new tab, or Command and N to get a new page, I noticed something that wouldn't be happening but for the fact that that is my homepage. And that is, it doesn't focus the URL bar. So if you can imagine, you Command and T and you want to type straight away to put where you're going. You can't. You've got to focus the URL bar first. So I thought, I'll fix this with Keyboard Maestro, I thought. So I did. And I thought, it's going to be really simple. And I have to take the shortcut away in Vivaldi, which I did. Then I'm going to have to go to Keyboard Maestro, use a hot key of Command and T, and then tell it what to do. Now, how do I tell it what to do? Well, File, New Tab, that's it. So I put the menu thing into Keyboard Maestro. You saw me use that on Friday. And I put File in the first one and New Tab in the second one. Didn't work. It lights up the menu, but it doesn't work. And I thought, that's insane. And no matter what I did with it, it did not work. So at that point, I'm like, dirty hack needed. So I thought, well, if I map File, New Tab to a hideous shortcut key I'm never going to use, and then swap the shortcut keys in Keyboard Maestro, which I also showed on Friday. So all I do in Keyboard Maestro is say, you know, send this hideous key when I press Command and T. And then a second command, which is Command and L. And that will focus the URL bar. That works. Which left the question, why wasn't it working from the menu? So I wrote it off before I drove myself crazy and thought, it's a Vivaldi thing, leave it be. And then I went to the Finder and I was looking in Keyboard Maestro to the Finder macros that I'd built. And there are only three of them. And the first two were working fine. And I came to the third one and all it was doing was adding a shortcut key to one of the menu items. And that's not working either. I think Apple might have broken something somewhere. So anything that's accessing a keyboard, a menu, it's not having it. There's some permissions gone awry somewhere, isn't there? I'm not a happy bunny with that. So now I've got a problem to fix. And it's only the first day back at work. So what's everybody else been up to then, apart from that?
You remember when Susie died, the dog?
Yeah.
And Jill brought the liver around.
Yeah.
To bequeath to Maya.
Yes.
Well, Maya's bequeathed that yellow dumbbell to Lola. But the squeak's gone.
Oh, the squeak will have gone. But you know Maya, he wasn't overly fond of toys. Toys to Maya were like, can I destroy it? If not, and then can I have one that I can destroy?
He preferred the sandpit.
He loved taking the heads off toys, he did. But yeah, he would go into the sandpit, wouldn't he, every night and dig like fury. And then when we'd finish, like, there must have been about 8 bags of sand in that sandpit. When he'd finished, I would take him in and Mike would go out with a brush and shovel and put all the sand back in the sandpit.
And then he had to have his paws washed.
Oh, and then he had to have his paws washed, which didn't please him either.
Lola, subtly dog.
There was only one toy he didn't manage to destroy.
Tig.
Oh, no, he wasn't allowed to destroy Tig. He had Tig for about the last 2 years of his life, didn't he? It was a Tigger stuffy. And he was like, don't tug Tig because you'll break it. No, it was a doll. He liked things that he could take the head off. And this was actually like a Tiny Tears doll. And he used to stand on it with his front two feet on like its tummy. And it had like curly blonde hair on the head. He tried manfully to get the head off that. And he couldn't. He never got the head off that doll. It's the only thing he failed at. Oh, red one time. Dentistic.
I've had one of these today.
Yes, but that was a brown one, Daddy. Come on, Lola. Paw. No, don't look at Daddy and see if he's got anything better. Paw. Good girl. Daddy has not got anything better. I have got the treat. Oh, so yes, that was today's little adventure. Oh, Kim's making an equipment tracker in Notion. Fabulous. How do you track equipment? Are you loaning it out? It's not really a maintenance log. Well, not if Kim's doing what I did. It's, you know, like when you buy some kit, like a new iMac. I put a record in my equipment tracker and it's got the serial number, it's got the model number, it's got a picture of the back of it so you can see all the ports. It's basically got all the information about that machine that you could ever, ever want. You know, date of purchase, AppleCare number, the lot. I used to do it two different ways. I used to add information to Evernote, which was like one note per piece of equipment, but then you couldn't really categorise it without a load of tags. And the other way that I did it was OneNote. And again, you needed a whole notebook. Notion's just so neat and tidy. It's one table and that's it. And of course, you've got to put all your pickies in and stuff, your like covers. And then you can put the thing into gallery mode. And then it's like, it's amazing. But the equipment tracker, that was one of the first things I built in Notion. We covered it in Notion 2021 and I rebuilt it from scratch. But the most useful thing about it is like you sat here and you're thinking, oh yeah, yeah, the back of the Mac, I'm never going to see it again. Honestly, I'm not going to see it. It's not going to move off that desk until this is replaced with a new iMac. This is not going to move. And the last thing I want is to be like groping behind it and thinking how many ports are full and what did I put on here and all of that. So taking the pictures of it, if it's an older piece of kit, taking your own pictures is the only way to go. But if it's a new piece of kit, Apple handily put pictures of the back of it on the website. So I grab those and download them. And then each model number for a piece of Apple equipment has its own dedicated page. So I take a copy of that and put that in there as well. Basically, everything is in there. And if it's another piece of equipment, like a camera or something, then I'll actually put the PDF manual in it as well. So, so useful. Kim says, I wish I'd had it when I was flooded out of my apartment. It would have been great in a disaster. I see a lot of people now planning for like natural disasters, probably after the COVID thing. And there was a hurricane earlier. Was it earlier this year or late last year in one of the southern states? I can't remember which one. Could have been down Florida way. But there was a lady that I see some of her videos every now and then on YouTube. And although it's not actually what she is supposed to do for a living, the videos, she does a lot on paper planning. And because she knew this bad weather was coming, she was running around putting all the information in about things that, you know, if the house didn't make it, she was going to need for the insurance and taking photos and stuff. And for the first time ever, I thought, all done. All in Notion. Nothing to worry about. Move along. And it is actually so useful. You could even create like a view of like, you know, what I bought in a year or sort it by purchase date. One of the fields I have is it in guarantee or not? Which, again, is just one of the most useful. Luckily, we've never actually needed it. Because from about 2001, this is going to sound crazy, but honestly, it's true. From the summer of 2001, which was when we all went to Hyde Park, wasn't it? For the beach soccer.
Yeah.
But from the summer of 2001, the house was never unattended, not even once. Because Mayor arrived and someone was always with him. I was panic-stricken. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't leave him at home for like 6 hours on his own. Because I'd be thinking, what if there was a house fire? You know, he wouldn't be able to get out. And this was in the time before we had cameras. I mean, now, even if we do leave Lola for half an hour, she's on camera. She's never alone. And if she's up to mischief, you just tap the microphone button and say, Lola, what are you doing? What are you doing? And she looks around like, the walls have eyes in this house. Oh, and Renee's starting to set up a big survey for a customer. That sounds interesting. So with the earthquake activity, it would be great to have something on the cloud in case of loss. You're also doing a home inventory app for all the belongings. That's a good idea. In fact, that might be something to think about in terms of when I'm planning how to deploy something in Notion. In those circumstances, right, you've got this equipment tracker and then you've got your home tracker, home inventory tracker. Those you cannot do a union query. So a union query is when you get a result set from one or more tables. The tables have to have some kind of commonality about them, but it's basically if you had like Mike's equipment tracker, my equipment tracker, and they were shared, that you could create one result set. Notion does not do that. So what I would need to think about if I was doing the home inventory thing is, do I create a completely separate system for tracking it? Or do I take the equipment tracker and rename it? So the actual core table, this is another reason for keeping the core tables well away from everything else. Do I take that core table and change it to an everything tracker and add an extra column that says this is equipment or this is household or this is this? Now, the decision about that would depend on what fields you wanted. So if you think about the fields I've got in the equipment tracker, things like, I mean, purchase price would be global no matter what it was. It wouldn't need to be equipment. But things like AppleCare and serial numbers, less so with serial numbers, but particularly AppleCare, you wouldn't have AppleCare on anything else. You might have it on your eye kettle, but you wouldn't tend to have it on household items. But the benefit is, if what you need in the event of a calamity is a single place to just do a printout, you know, take that out to a spreadsheet or however you would like to look at it, you could do it from one table if you did it that way. The other way, you would have to do multiple exports. It's just two different ways of thinking about designing the system. Each has benefits, each has a downside. Just depends. I haven't done the household stuff. Is there actually anything to track here? What household stuff? I mean, cookers, microwaves, tables, chairs, whatever. There's nothing that's... I'm not tracking jewellery or expensive stuff like that. There's nothing else to track here. If it's not a computer equipment, it doesn't really come into the house. I'm not tracking my tins of beans, but there you go. After hearing all that, I think I could do with a child tracker, but not in the Boris Johnson sense. That wouldn't be a bad idea, actually, would it? Just imagine. Oh, well, you'll be all right, Simon. When the Apple tags come out, one each. Oh, in fact, three if you want one for Mrs. Simon. Because she did say she was a jumped up little menace. She's very, very brave. Oh, handbags. No, I can honestly say no. I have one handbag that was like, how would we describe this handbag? A handbag that was like bought as a handbag rather than a bag that was bought, because I could get away with that being a handbag, but actually I can tote my tech in it. And that was from Mike's mum, and she got it for me for my birthday. So there's this one handbag. But to be honest, no matter what kind of calamity befell the house, I would have this handbag with me. So, and it, you know, it's not one of these, it was £1,800 either, because that's just ridiculous. I couldn't imagine spending anything like that on a handbag. In fact, probably if it's like more than £30, you can forget it. It's just not happening. It's not. Luggage, shoes, clothes, everything. I don't think we've got luggage, have we, Mike? We never go anywhere. Oh, we've got like two sports bags, haven't we? We've got two huge sports bags that have got like wheels on them. But again, that's about it. Shoes. No, if they all went up in flames, I wouldn't be in the slightest bit worried about it. Clothes, the same. Not bothered. No. You know that thing that people say? What would you grab if your house was on fire? And people start saying, oh, my photos and this and that. No, I haven't got a Rolex watch either, Alex. The only watch I've got I'm wearing. But you know, people say, what would you grab? And they list off all kinds of stuff. Honestly, until it happens to you, you're not going to know. Well, it happened to us. There was a house fire. This was, I think it was the year 2000, wasn't it?
Before Maya.
It was before Maya, thank God. Mum had put the cooker on and totally forgotten, just totally forgotten. So she, now at the time I was ill. So bear in mind, I'm in bed in my nightie, tech enabled or otherwise. Mike's lying next to me and I'm moaning quietly because I've got an ear infection that I had been to the doctor with at some point, and it was just like, no. So never mind that. So I had not got treatment for this ear infection and it was bad. When Mum screamed up the stairs, called the fire brigade. And I'm like, what? What? So I'm waking up half asleep. Saturday afternoon it was. So she said, you know, the kitchen's on fire. So I rang the fire brigade. They said, get out, stay out, call us out. That's their tagline. Get out. In fact, call us out, get out and stay out, whatever. So those three. So once I'd finished on the phone and they assured us they were on the way, we left with nothing. I wouldn't even say I had the clothes I was stood up in because I was wearing a nightie. We took absolutely nothing. There was cash, there was credit cards, there was our tech, there was our data, nothing. We took absolutely nothing. Laugh of it was, by the time the fire brigade got there. It was a chip pan fire. So it's being fueled with, like, it's not going anywhere, put it like that. And apparently the last thing you need to do with one of those is to throw water on it, because there'll be a flashover. So at this stage, Mike and I are staggering down the stairs. Can't see your hands in front of your face for smoke. Couldn't open the front door because it was already locked. And the kitchen was the way out the back door. So we were kind of stuck in the hall. By the time we get downstairs, Mum stood in the kitchen and she put the fire out. Now, bearing in mind, it was up the walls and the curtains had been ablaze at one point. I have no idea. The fire crew arrive, so they barge in. They drag us out. And the chief fire officer's like, how the hell did you get that out? You know, it was a chip pan fire. How did you get that out? And what she'd done was she'd soaked a towel and then thrown it over the top and then proceeded to put the rest of it out. He'd never seen anybody put a chip pan fire out. Dad wasn't too happy when he came home, was he?
No.
So I can honestly tell you, in the event that there's a fire, we grab nothing. Absolutely nothing. I didn't even think about what I should take or instinctively grab anything. We didn't even have the house keys. So bad it was. So there's me. Oh, this was, it would have been a lovely sight. This would have been fabulous for the week at Mark Bites headquarters. But for the fact that Mark Bites hadn't been invented at that point. But there's me sat outside in the fire tender truck with an oxygen mask on in my nightie. Oh, I mean, I think that would have been, wouldn't it? The best picture ever for the week at Mark Bites headquarters. Luckily, it wasn't caught on camera. Thank the Lord. And then we were allowed back in. But then we had to go to the hospital. So then they sent for ambulances, which turned out to be most fortuitous. Because when I got to the, you know, we were covered in black soot. But when we got to the hospital, all I was saying to them was, I've got earache. I've got earache. And they're like, yeah, but we're treating you for you know, a house fire. No, I've got earache. Please, God, give me something for the ear. Well, then they did some tests on the ear and they went absolutely orbital that nobody had ever done anything about it before. Anyway, they fixed it. I got triple strength antibiotics and they fixed it. Oh, so we're setting the house on fire for the antibiotics then. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, Kim's not going running anywhere. Oh, you see, I've got this vision of you, Kim, as this, like, Amazonian goddess. So don't disillusion me. Anthony started it with Access but moved to Salesforce. I've heard good things about Salesforce this week. Somebody was talking about that, saying they were moving from... It wasn't Notion, was it ClickUp? I think they were going from ClickUp to Salesforce. Isn't yours something of yours based on Salesforce?
Nucleus.
Oh dear. It's not Nucleus's fault.
We used to use Chatter, which was based on Salesforce before we got Workplace. But Nucleus is based on the Salesforce platform.
I thought you were struggling there. Nucleus is how to describe it. It's the thing Mike trains that I like the least.
It's the thing Mike trains that Mike likes the least.
There you go. There's the problem. Oh, during the flood, Kim had a bag of gym clothes in the trunk and left with just a purse. You had to live with those clothes for a month. Power out everywhere. No shopping to be done. Oh, no shopping to be done. No Primark then. She must have wanted those chips badly. She was doing them for my father. That was the laugh of it. He was the only one in the house that ate chips and they had to be done the old-fashioned way. Until he retired, that, you know, the old-fashioned way included peeling potatoes and stuff. So he said to her just before he retired, I'll do all the work and you won't have to lift a finger. And she looked at me and rolled her eyes, just like I looked at her and rolled mine. And then once he retired, he decided he'd have frozen chips or oven chips. So anyway, she threw the chip pan out, so he never had chips again. Oh, dear, the water was coming in so fast. You couldn't even shut the door when you were leaving. That's terrifying. I think flooding is so invasive. Mind you, fire's invasive, not just in the room that actually had the fire, because the only room that was damaged was the kitchen. But the soot was, honestly, it was all over the place. So we cleaned and cleaned and cleaned. About 2 years later, I pulls a file off the shelf, like a binder, a big arch lever binder. And in it, it had papers, but the papers were all in plastic wallets. and they'd been squashed together on the shelf. So I get this file out and I opened it. I thought, what the heck? It was absolutely black. And when I smelt it, I thought, oh, good grief, it was the fire. It got everywhere. So water, fire, they're just as bad. Terrible. We actually slept at your flat that night, didn't we? Because we didn't want to sleep here because, you could smell. It was just soot, black soot. And I was coughing it up for 2 days, as was Mum, I think.
My apartment flooded in Atlanta.
Yes, but we blamed you for that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, Tony's got access issues, if you're with me. It was a good job I'd finished using access, really, Tony. I would put that online now, somehow. It would be in Notion, it would be in Rome, it would be in Craft, it would be somewhere that I can access just via a browser and be done with it. I'm really surprised, I said this to Mike a few weeks back, that Microsoft haven't done anything with access in terms of like turning it into like Microsoft Notion, where it's cloud-based and you could build all the forms and reports that you needed. They just don't seem to have gone that way with it. Oh, Sarah remembers years ago, my parents' house burnt down. I was at a friend's and on the way back, bumped into my uncle saying the house had burnt down. Now, see, he quite often joked. I thought he was. Thought he was kidding and laughed. Then turned the corner and saw all the fire engines. Just couldn't stop laughing, thinking it was hysterical laughing. Didn't go down so well. Well, I remember, Sarah. My dad was out at the time and I had to ring him. Mum was like, I'm not speaking to him. It was his fault. She was cooking his dinner. And she said, I'm not speaking to him. So I got on the phone and we had a mobile phone at the time. But I think I rang. I've got a memory that I rang from the house, but I might have rang from the ambulance on the way. I don't know. So I rang him anyway, where he was out visiting friends. And I said, don't worry, but we're on our way to the hospital house. We had a fire at the house. Oh, you should have heard him. Anyway, he did join us, didn't he, at the hospital? Mm. I remember him being there at the hospital. Like the last person you want with you at the hospital. There you go. Hello, Tracy. That's the problem we had with access. Couldn't access it remotely, nor was an Apple version. With charity, you get ten free Salesforce licenses. That would be amazing. That is nice of them, that, isn't it? It's good when they do something like that. Education prices and stuff and charity. I built a solution with an access database on the back end in 1999. So it's possible. I just don't know. I mean, it would be possible if you put the database on Dropbox. But then you've got the problem of the front end on Mac. It can be done because you do it with ASP pages, wouldn't you, Mike? Can that still be done? Or do you need some kind of server running for that to work?
Yeah, you need a server.
But could the server live somewhere that you could get to it? I think that's doable.
You could have your own server.
Yeah.
Because I've got that on Windows 98.
The thing is, it's not ideal, is it, in this day and age? People are used to stuff like Notion and ClickUp and all the other stuff that's in a browser. That is what they expect now. They expect to be able to do, in essence, forms and reports, which is what you do in Notion. Notion isn't all there yet for taking that over, though. There aren't enough data types. I am still waiting for a duration data type, which would rock my little world, but there isn't one. You can fiddle with it by putting in a calculated field, but, who wants that kind of madness? You just need more data types. But, yeah, Access is kind of the app that time forgot, unfortunately. Oh, you spent a year living downstairs. You had the hallway and saw the builders walking up the stairs the other side of the tarpaulin. Oh, that's appalling, isn't it? You had to pay for library books that were washed out on the street. Oh, that's appalling, Kim. Surely, was that covered by insurance? Imagine you might not remember what you had. Imagine the library would remember what you had. Sarah was sure the house was jinxed. In the same year, we were burgled 4 times and my brother had 5 car accidents. To top it off, we had a knicker. Oh, good grief. That does sound like it was jinxed. When we moved in here, it needed to be rewired and Mum and Dad hadn't really expected that. And that's quite an expense. And when they were doing it, it was like, well, there was a few incidents over the years, but when they were doing it, there was like a couple of things they found. I don't have a great memory of that. I was only 12. Was I 12? Yeah, I was 12. So I don't have a great memory of what the issues were. But Mum kept saying it's like the house that Jack built. Which is a saying of like an idiot built it. And then years later, there were two incidents that were just, you sat there and thought, really? How did that happen? One was Christmas Eve. Mum was out, Dad was out, Mike was out. And I'm thinking, what's that noise? So I'm at Christmas Eve, you know, feet up, peace, quiet. What's that noise? It's like a dripping noise. And I'm wandering around the house with, what's that noise? There was a leak and it was in the kitchen. So I'm looking up over the basin in the kitchen. And I'm thinking, that's got to be coming from the bathroom. So first thing I do, I think I'll turn the water off. So I get to the stopcock. Would it move? You must be kidding. And I thought, if I force that, it's going to snap. And considering this is an example of the house that Jack built. Where's the stopcock? Ah, well, where's the last place you should really put a stopcock? Next to the electricity meter. Yeah. So if I'd have turned it, it'd have broken. Water, electric. Yep, not happening. So I left it be. I thought, I can't turn the electric off. I can't turn the water off. So I then went up to the bathroom, see what was happening in the bathroom. I thought, I'll empty the tank. So there I am trying to empty the tank. I thought, I'll just let it, you know, run. That made it worse. So then I thought, well, I can't do that. So I turned them all off again. By the time I got back down to the kitchen, the drip that had been coming through like one area that I put a pan under was then under about 13 different bits. Well, Christmas Eve. I'm thinking, Mum is going to go completely orbital when she gets in. Dad is going to explode because it's Christmas Eve and you're not going to get a plumber out. So whatever it needs doing with it, he's going to have to do it. But the thing was, they'd gone out and I expected them to be out all day. And I couldn't leave these buckets because the water was coming through that fast. I had to empty them about every 10 minutes. And by the time I'd finished, honestly, there was about 20 buckets and pans all over the place. At that point, Mum came back and I thought, whoa, she's back early. And I could see him opening the gates and coming in. It turned out she'd like filled the car with the first load of shopping. She was going out for more. But well, when I opened the back door, I just went, thank God you're back. And she went, what's the matter? So I said, come in. She walked into the kitchen and it was like a water feature. So that was the end of the shopping. Whatever she hadn't got, we had not got. But when Dad came to fix it Christmas Eve night, there he is in the bathroom with a jigsaw going through the floorboards to try and get to the leaky pipe. When we got under the bath, oh, and the ceiling by this time in the kitchen was bellying badly because it was filling with water. But it should have just leaked through. It shouldn't have started bellying. But what had happened was, the idiots who had put the new roof on the kitchen had left a load of bricks underneath the bath and sand. So as the water hit the sand, it started getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And in the end, it took the kitchen ceiling with it. So that was fun. That was one, the house that Jack built. And the other one was, we decided we were going to have a new toilet put in. The one we'd had been there years and years, and it had been an absolute nightmare from day one. But the day had come. It was going. We were getting a new toilet. The girl came in, took the toilet out. Yes, it had to be a female plumber. That was another fiasco. I'm not having another man in the house, said Mum. So she needed a plumber. So I managed to find a plumber. This company was fantastic. What were they called? Oh, well, that's right.
Stopcocks.
The plumbers, the lady plumbers. I thought, genius.
The electrician was great as well.
The electrician was fabulous. Bird on a wire. Brilliant. Just fantastic names. So this girl came in and she took the old toilet out and that. And then the next I see, she comes downstairs and she says, we've got a bit of a problem up there. And what do you mean? So she said, there's no wall behind the toilet. And I'm looking at her thinking, another one that's barking. How can there be no wall behind the toilet? I have seen the outside of the toilet wall. There is a wall behind the toilet. So I goes upstairs and I look and I think, dear God, there's no wall behind the toilet. And what they'd done, a house is two bricks thick. The outside brick was there. There were no bricks on the inside. I have no idea how the toilet we had had managed to stay in place for 40 years, but were both just staring at it like, where's the wall? Hmm. So she said, you're going to need a plasterer, you know, to rebuild the wall before I can put the new toilet in. It's like, OMG, now we've got no toilet. Because we only have one. There wasn't one downstairs. There's just the one. So I'm just staring at this hole in the wall. And what she's saying is you're going to need a plasterer. And I'm thinking, no. You know, like the ads, it's not just any plasterer. It's an M&N plasterer. An M&S plasterer. Oh, no, no. I was thinking, oh, my God, it's got to be a woman. Now I need a female plasterer. Where am I going to find a female plasterer? And this was 2013, wasn't it? It was the year Dad died. Where am I going to find a female plasterer? Facebook, I thought, that's where I'll go. So I did. And I found this female plasterer and I rings her up. So she answers the phone and I could tell that she was doing something. So I said, you know, are you okay for a quick chat? And she said, oh, yeah, yeah. So I said, you just sound like you're busy. She said, I'm plastering a ceiling. It's fine. Carry on. So she got the plaster in one hand and she's plastering a ceiling. So I said, I explained what had happened. And I said, so I need a plasterer. Urgent. So she said, how urgent, you know, because I'm all right next week. And I'm like, no, we've got no toilet till I get a plasterer and my mum will only have a lady plasterer. Pretty urgent. She said, I'll be there in the morning. And do you know, she was. She was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. You can imagine the state that the house was in. She arrived. She did the wall. She rebuilt the wall. But another job had been left half finished in the bathroom, which was a window had been put in, a new window had been put in. But the guy hadn't finished off the plastering on the inside properly. So Mum said, I'll sort it out. So the girl in question had gone into the bathroom to wash her hands and she sees that this window needs finishing. She only did it. So when she went downstairs, she said to Mum, you know, your window in the bathroom. So she said, oh, I know, I've not had a chance to sort that out. And she said, it's fine, I've done it for you. I can see the state you're in. And she gave her a hug. Well, that was it. Mum just loved the girl forever. But you can imagine my abject horror. And I've absolutely jumped the shark here. I have done the impossible. I have managed to find a lady plumber. And now she wants a lady plasterer. At 2 seconds notice, but it all came through in the end. So I know what you mean about a jinxed house. It's like you don't expect to take a toilet out, because if there's a toilet there, you're swapping it. There can't not be a wall behind it, but they can if they've propped up two pieces of wood and screwed the toilet to that and there's no bricks. Anyway, it was all sorted in the end, but you can just imagine, can't you? Though the fun we have. Oh, we've got pictures and a video from Tracy. Fantastic. Meant to ask you, Tracy, do you use Dropbox? We've talked about clouds and stuff, and I can remember who said what, but I can't remember if you use Dropbox. Let me have a look at that. A video as well. Oh, while you were out, Tracy, did you get to Primark at all? People are going crazy here shopping. Oh, look at that. Oh, they look like they're Dunham Deer, don't they?
What's the attraction of Primark? What's the attraction of Primark?
I have zero idea. Oh, aren't they sweet? Look at that lovely red clay or soil. Gorgeous. Right, where are we? Hang on, it's moved. Where's my chat gone? Don't disappear. He's jumped down. Now I'm seeing all the MacBites. Primark. Oh, Primark, Tracy. You've never been to Primark. It's a very, very, very cheap clothing store. So cheap, they can't possibly make a profit on that without exploiting somebody, which was what we were talking about. Well, the queue outside today, it looked like they were giving away gold bars. Because obviously, it's everybody's coming out day to day, isn't it, in the UK. Beer gardens open at midnight, idiots sitting there in the rain drinking beer. You name it, third wave, June. I think the figures will rock up in May, but that's just me. No, we've not done the Primark thing. You would never get me in a Primark. You know what I'm like, clothes shopping. The last time I went, it was that coat, wasn't it? Mum said I needed a winter coat. And I thought, do I really need to go, you know, clothes shopping?
Well, Boris got a haircut.
Oh, is that lovely? Lovely. I'm thrilled. Did he get his pint? Because that was all he was talking about.
No idea.
It's So Mum said I needed this coat, and she dragged me out to this shop in the Trafford Centre. And I was in and out that fast. Tried one coat on, I said, that'll do. And can you pay for it? And then I disappeared. It's not the fastest I've ever done it, but you know what? It's nearly a world record. I hate shops. I just hate them. And particularly clothes. But these people, you know, I was saying to Mike, if they've not been out, then the clothes they've got should not have worn out. So why are they so desperate to buy new clothes? They've not learned anything from a global pandemic. Having a wardrobe full of new clothes won't help you. Why don't you think about the things that might help you? Oh, Tracy's got 6 gig in Dropbox. That's a nice amount, isn't it? I wish they had an account that was 50 to 250, like they used to. But 6 is good, isn't it? That's referrals and stuff. Oh, terabytes. You saw you mean terabytes. Wow. 6 terabytes is good. I've got 3 terabytes. You know about Primark, but thought they'd gone to the wall decades ago. Oh, no, sadly, they're still going. I think you're thinking of the ones with, was it Philip Green? Didn't his go to the wall? Is that Topshop?
Yeah.
But somebody bought it, didn't they?
Yeah, somebody bought it.
I think somebody bought that. No, Primark, sadly, are still going strong. And judging by today, they'll be due a boost in profits. But it's the fact that there's no social distancing and that, you know, they're willing to give up their lives for a pair of leggings. I can't understand it myself. I thought it must be gigabytes. Never mind. Ooh. Do you know, just because you're not actually a registered charity, it's still worth talking to these companies because a lot of them will do something in terms of the cost. Either, you know, just waive the cost or give you a good reduction. Most of them do. Right, I've not seen Tracy's pickies yet. I've only seen the video. Need to see the pickies. It looks so dry over there. Needless to say here, snow overnight again. Wow, what gorgeous views. Oh, and I love the sunset one. You know me, I do love my sunset ones. Absolutely gorgeous. No, we have nothing that looks like that here. Nothing whatsoever. But that does look gorgeous. Good grief, I've just clicked the button. Or have I clicked the picture? What have I done? Hang on, what have I done? It's 45%. Wow, look at the detail on that. Oh, and the wheel works as well. That's cool. Even your clouds don't look as bad as our clouds. I think it's our clouds that are just shocking. Let's go back, see what I was doing. There we go. Where's that sunset one? Loving that sunset. That's not the one I'm looking for. I've just clicked on that. I didn't get the sunset. Why am I not getting the right picture? Oh, there it is. Absolutely gorgeous. What wonderful colours. I'm loving that. Right, where's the chat gone again? Now I've lost the chat again. Right, I'm back. Yes, I've got to watch videos. I've got to catch up on that. But I was bombarded with hard drives today, wasn't I, once I'd sorted out. I was tidying the desk, Mike, and I found a little bit of equipment that had arrived.
Oh.
There was... I'll take a picture for Friday, but there you go, Mike. It looked like that.
Oh, right.
Oh, you love me, really. You know you do. He didn't say yes then. Did
of
you notice
I
that?
Do.
Oh, right answer. Particularly today, eh? Even
it's
though...
What day is it?
Yes, what day is it? Can I just say... It's not on, really, is it? Well, never mind.
Yeah.
Not one single person or friend has said happy anniversary to us.
No.
But we've said happy anniversary to each other.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Not even the dog.
Not even the dog and not even your mother.
No.
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 Well, shall we write it off that everybody's a bit stressed with lockdown? But, you know, every week we do everybody's birthday and anniversary and not a single soul.
Yes, I've mentioned it on the news.
I know you mentioned it on the news and I thought, oh, that'll remind them all. And
that's
did it.
That's what I thought.
No. No, it didn't. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now we're getting some happy anniversaries. I'm happy now. It's not the same if you have to tell people. So I've not told Rachel or Nina or Kath. I thought, just leave it be. Just leave it be. But yes, we're going to head off and have something nice for our anniversary. 29 years ago. It was actually a football match, wasn't it?
It was.
We ended up inadvertently going to this match together, didn't we? I'm sure you know the story. I didn't have enough money to buy a cup final ticket because I wasn't intending to go to the cup final. As a lady on her own, I wasn't bothering. No way. And then Mike turns up at this reserve match and says, "Are you going?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Why?" You know, so I said, "No, I don't want to go on my own." So he said, "Oh, you could come with me. I'm going on my own." So I was like, right, okay then. But then I needed a ticket. And these tickets had gone on sale like 3 days earlier. And people were queuing overnight for these tickets. So he said, "Have you got your token sheet?" I said, "Yes, actually, as it happens, I do have a token sheet in my bag." So we went over to see if they'd got any tickets.
You had a full token sheet. I did.
So I went over to the ticket office and said, "You know, have you got any tickets left for the cup final?" Yes, as luck would have it, they did. Not only as luck would have it, they did, but I ended up sat about 10 rows from Mike in the next block. So I said, "It was really worthwhile queuing up all night, wasn't it, Mike? I just rocked up on Tuesday night and got a ticket equally as good." So that was how it happened. He lent me the money to buy the ticket because I'd bought a CD for my mum and I did not have enough money. And then we went to the cup final together. And not only did we win the cup, oh, we came back
nicely
together, didn't
done,
we?
Tony.
Oh, what's this?
It's posted in the bag request WhatsApp group.
Oh, Tony, you are shaming folk. Shaming them, I'll tell you. Oh, the place will be alive now. Now they've been reminded.
It's your anniversary. I didn't know.
Oh, you've not listened to the news then, have you? Tony, I'm loving that. Oh, genius, Tony, genius. Thank you for all your very good wishes. Much appreciated. It's 29 years, Tracy. It was League Cup final day, 1992. Sorry, 1992. I was thinking it was the 91-92 season.
Yeah.
That was what did it.
Well recovered.
That was all that we won that year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because, I've got to tell them this bit, we were doing really well in the league and it was neck and neck. And we weren't actually together the night there was this match. And if they'd won this match, well, actually, if they lost this match, they couldn't win the league. We weren't together, but I think we were on the phone to each other. Mike sat there on this cupboard and the other team scored and he got so giddy, he put his foot through the door of the cupboard, didn't you?
Tracy wants to know if it's our engagement anniversary.
No, it's not our engagement
it's
anniversary.
It's our going out anniversary.
It's our getting together anniversary. Our engagement anniversary is Christmas Eve.
1999.
Christmas Eve, 1999. So 22 years.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
22. See what I did there?
Yes.
The maths quickly.
Stalled. 20
this year. I'm loving that. So we're going to have something to celebrate, but do you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to go to Primark to celebrate. And we're not going out to the pub to celebrate. Definitely not. No, we'll do the Christmas Eve thing.
Meow.
What?
Tony.
What? What's he said?
On I here? Bet you've been inundated with loving messages.
Oh! Tony! Not a bloody one! We will be now. Thank you, Tony. Oh, Tony's very dry and wry, yes. There, isn't it? I'm loving that.
Kath's getting in the car as we speak.
Well, we'll see what happens, won't we?
Nina's toddling around, stopping off at the garage around the corner for some flowers.
Primark's open, or just saying.
Was it a courgette?
It was a courgette she put through the letterbox. You know, just normal stuff here at my bike
headquarters. Sashini to you guys. Is it sashini?
It's zucchini.
Sashini.
With a Z. Or a Z. Zucchini.
Like AZ.
Oh, guys, you are hysterical. And Tony, that is the funniest thing ever. We will feed back what happens tomorrow. There you go.
Oh, Lisa's got it.
Oh, Lisa's in first. Yeah. Ah, but you see, Lisa didn't know unless she heard the news. And I can't really see that she
Happy
would do that.
Happy anniversary to the most fab couple.
Oh, there you go. They're all coming in now. Now Tony's shamed them. More than one way to skin a rabbit. The art of managing equals getting the job done. Tony, that's just genius. We will giggle away all night with that, I can assure you. We will report back tomorrow what everybody's got to say. There'll be
zucchini.
Private messages and all sorts. There you go. Ah, love it. Love it, love it, love it. Well, what better way to share our anniversary than to share it with you guys? You're amazing.
Yes, you're
amazing.
You're the ones that matter.
You're the ones that matter. We don't care about the others. But what's funny with the others is that during Mike's P year, every birthday, every anniversary, not only did we say happy birthday, happy anniversary, we sent gifts and cards. And nobody remembered ours. So I said to Mike, tells you more about them than it does us. But Tony sorted it now. There you go. We've lost it again, haven't we? Like in the show. Oh, guys, you are amazing. So we're going to go off and enjoy something nice. I just haven't decided what yet. Some kind of dessert, I think.
Have we got dessert?
We'll find some. Well, we've got ice cream.
Oh, that's true.
So we're definitely going to go and have something nice. Oh. Bet you get asked to go shopping for a frock now. Oh, Tony, they better not. But you know how I feel about that. Let's go ball gown shopping. No, let's not. I'll let you know. I'll let you know if that happens. But for the moment, going to say good evening from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.